now.
The rest of the story.
You're seeking Americana. Where do you go? Philadelphia? Washington, D.C.? Williamsburg? What about Judaica? To what city would you travel if you were searching for the most comprehensive collection of Jewish treasures? The answer, probably Prague, the capital of Czechoslovakia. The Museum of Judaica there is so large that 7 buildings are required to house the art and the artifacts. I said 7 buildings are required to house the artifacts. Because once upon a time there was an educator named Alfred Rosenberg. And his academic focus was Jewish studies. His dream was to create an entire institute devoted to Jewish studies. And one day he did. Rosenberg's first order of business was the collection of Judaica from far and wide. Literature, religious artifacts, artwork, Jewish libraries and archives were relocated intact. And the relocation site, the place where all of these Jewish treasures converged, was the city of Prague. And so emerged from Rosenberg's Institute of Jewish Studies, the Central Jewish Museum. A man named Karl Rahm was appointed curator. Considering the sheer volume of objects and materials, his was a tremendous responsibility. Since obviously more than one building would be needed to contain the treasures, a unique idea was proposed. What could be more appropriate than a consolidation of extant religious institutions to comprise the museum itself? The idea was approved. 6 Prague synagogues and a ceremonial hall became the Central Jewish Museum, an ideal multiple setting for the display of divers Judaica. The preparations took years, but it said that the museum's opening was worth the wait. The most impressive exhibition was held at the oldest synagogue in the city. Among the Judaica being shown there were rare Hebrew books, manuscripts collected from Central and Eastern Europe, from Italy and France, from Turkey, from Amsterdam, and from London. Gathered from Prague were Jewish liturgical and scholarly manuscripts, items demonstrating that city's preeminence as the center of Jewish printing and book manufacture ever since the 16th century. Other treasures exhibited in other synagogue branches of the museum included a silver Torah, a crown dated 1769, a Torah mantle from the same year, a Moravian Torah wrapper from 1750, plus a collection of breastplates and pointers and spice containers and tankards and candlesticks and stoneware, rare, precious, irreplaceable Judaica. Today, this product of Alfred Rosenberg's dream is called the State Jewish Museum in Prague. It remains probably the greatest collection of Judaica ever assembled, but it began, this blessing, in a sinister disguise. No, I didn't mention that Alfred Rosenberg, whose Institute of Jewish Studies was founded early in 1941, he, Alfred Rosenberg, was Reichsleiter Alfred Rosenberg, and curator Karl Rahm, who supervised the museum Rosenberg had inspired, his title was Untersturmsfuhrer for the SS. That's right. The Central Jewish Museum was a Nazi accomplishment, sanctioned by Hitler himself, for the purpose of preserving for posterity the remnants of a race which the Nazis were so certain soon would be no more. Of course, now we know the rest of the story.